Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Summer. How may I assist?
Hey there, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Well, good. This is Yolanda with Sedgwick Customer Service. I'm calling you because I have a gentleman on the line wanting to file a claim. It's out of the state of New York. It was the accident was on the 27th of August, and I do have a policy number for you as well.
Okay, what's that policy number?
Okay, that policy number is ALA202029-25.
And what is the date of loss?
8/27, and it was an Amazon branded vehicle.
Okay, one second.
Okay.
All right, you can send them over.
Okay, thank you very much. One moment, please. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for holding. I do have a representative on the line from Exceedance, and they're going to go ahead and further assist you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Have a good one. Thanks for calling Sedgwick. Bye-bye.
Hi, how are you, sir? I would like to start with asking, could you explain what happened in the incident?
What happened?
Yes.
Well, my brother-in-law was driving my wife's car, and he got sideswiped with an Amazon truck.
Okay, so our insured sideswiped the opposite vehicle?
Yes.
Okay, on what side of the vehicle was sideswiped?
On the right side.
Okay, about what time did the incident take place?
What time?
Yes.
I don't remember. The police report says
1753. Okay. All right. And what is the location of where the incident took place?
It was like on a Woodhull Road, it's called, I guess.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Town of, what do you need, the city town name or the street name? Or
if you have full address state and the street address.
Oh, the state was New York. And where it happened, it says Woodhull Road. W00DHULL Road.
Okay. And the city?
Road in which accident occurred in Wisconsin Highway. Oh, hold up. Road on which accident occurred is Wisconsin Highway, it says. Town of Brookhaven.
Okay.
It doesn't say anything about city. That's all it says here.
Okay, that's no
it's
problem.
It's got a county. It says Suffolk, Suffolk.
Okay, thank you. All right, and what is your first and last name, sir?
I am David Garcia.
And was it that our driver hit your vehicle?
It was my wife's vehicle.
Your wife's vehicle, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what is a good address for you?
That is 194 Midtown Polk Boulevard, Center Reach, New York, 11720.
I'm sorry, was that 194 Polk Boulevard?
It's Midtown, like it's Midtown.
Smithtown?
Yes, Polk.
Okay.
It's P-O-L-K. That's
Boulevard.
The name of the road, Smithtown. Yeah.
Got it. 194 Smithtown Polk Boulevard. And
Center Reach.
Center Reach, okay. Zip code 11720.
11720, yep.
Okay. And what is a good phone number for you?
631-662-3533.
631-662-3533.
Yep.
Okay. And do we have permission to send text messages to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And do you happen to have the year, make, and model for our insured vehicle?
It says 2023 Ford Suburban, I guess.
Okay. And do you know if our insured vehicle had any damages on it?
Which I had not, I wasn't there.
Okay. And do you have the VIN and plate number for the vehicle?
I only have a plate number. Is X has an X-ray, N has a Nancy, K has a kilo, N has a Nancy, 69.
Okay. And do you have the name of the driver?
It says their last name, Cano Medina Adriana.
Can you spell that for me?
B has in Charlie, A has in Alpha, N has in Nancy, O has in Oscar, M has in Mike, E has in Edward, D has in David, I has in India, N has an Nancy, A has an Alpha, I guess that's her last name. And her first name will be Adriana, which is 8-D-R-I-8-N-A. And it has a C in it at the end, I guess that's her middle name.
Okay, and do you have any contact information and the address for Adriana?
It says address and street number and street. It says 2675 Morgantown Road.
Okay.
Oh, no, hold up. This is I guess the truck. Hard address sounds, looks like it's different. Hard address is 119 Applegate Drive. Is 8 PPLEGATEDR. And the city is Central Islip, New York, 11720000.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that address. That was 119. And I didn't get the rest of that.
It was 8 has an alpha, P, P, L, E, G, A, T, E, tries.
And then the city, was that Central Islip, New York?
Central Islip.
Islip. Okay. And do you have a phone number for her?
No.
Okay. Was the vehicle unoccupied when it was hit?
No, it was bolted and we're driving. It was sideswipe.
Okay, and were there any passengers with Adriana, or you're not sure?
No, the police report shows no. It was just one each driver in each car. That's it.
Okay. And what is the year, make, and model of your wife's vehicle?
That is a 2005 Chrysler 300.
Okay. And do you have the VIN and plate number for the vehicle?
No VIN, I got a plate number.
Okay, what's the plate number?
That is K has in kilo, F has in Sam, K has in kilo again, 3096.
Okay. And the state that the vehicle is registered in?
New York.
And you don't have a VIN number for the vehicle?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. And is your wife considered the owner on the vehicle?
She is the owner, yes.
Okay, what is her name?
Rosa. Her last name is Turcios.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah. T-U-R-C-I-O-S D-E-G-A-R-C-I-A Turcios de Garcia. That's her last name.
Okay. And address and phone number is the same as yours. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
The police reports might show a different address because we just moved on the first of this month.
Okay.
The address that I gave you is still the one we need. It's where we live now.
Okay. And you did say that there's damages on the passenger side. Is that correct?
Yes, on the right side.
Okay.
Passenger side, yes.
All right, just 1 second. Just a few more moments, sir. All right, sir. Do you have the case number for the police report?
Case number. I'm not sure which one it is. It says local codes, and there's two different numbers there.
I'm sorry?
I don't see a case number. I see, like, is it up on the top left, maybe? There's two numbers there.
I'm not sure which one it would be.
It says local codes. It doesn't say case number, though.
Okay. Do you know the police department that came out to assist?
No, I don't know that either.
Okay. All right, just give me one moment, sir, and I will go ahead and submit that claim for you. Alrighty, sir. So I have submitted that claim. Whenever you're ready, I can provide to you the claim number and the adjuster's contact information.
Okay, what's the claim number?
It is X as in X-ray, C as in mm-hmm. Charlie, O mm-hmm. as in Oscar,
mm-hmm.
R as in Romeo,
okay.
C as in Charlie, A is an alpha.
E?
A is an alpha.
Oh, A has an alpha, okay.
2-4.
2-4.
0-5.
0-5.
6-8-9.
6-8-9. Okay,
and the adjuster that will be help further assisting with the claim, his name is Joel, J-O-E-L, last name is Worley.
Hold on, can you spell his first name first?
J-O-E-L.
Okay.
Last name is Worley, W-O-R-L-E-Y.
W O R
L E Y.
Spell the rest. L E Y.
The phone number for Joel is 334-377.
9513. 9-95-1-3.
And also, I have an email for him if you'd like to take that as well.
He's going to contact me, right? Or I contact him first.
If he's available now, you can speak with him. If not, you can leave a voicemail and he'll get back to you at his earliest convenience.
Okay, so his phone number is 334-377-9513.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so should I wait for him to contact me or should I call him?
If you would like to speak with him at this time, I can see if he's available. Connect you guys. If not, you can leave a voicemail if you would like, and he'll get back to you at his earliest convenience.
Okay. Can I just confirm the claim number again?
Yes.
That is X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, 2, 4, 0, 5, 6, 8, 9.
Yes, that's correct.
That's correct. Okay, so he should know everything, right? I just got to give him the claim number?
Correct.
Okay, sounds good.
All righty. Well, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.